Today, are you budgeting for the extras? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysts. It's worth the latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian and New Zealand flavour. And today I'm joined again by Joe Wilkes. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Martin.
So, Joe, today I want to talk a bit about households and how they budget when they're thinking about taking on a new mortgage commitment. Because my household surveys show that in Australia, many households really don't do a very good job of this. And quite often, they miss the obvious extras. And of course, banks tend to think about the loan from the point of view of risk to the bank, not risk to the consumer. So the simple message I think we want to discuss today is that budgets are really, really important.
We do have a small challenge in New Zealand because we get a few more earthquakes than most places, and we've suffered a couple of big ones over the last few years. It's quite interesting when you look at some of the buildings that got damaged. The buildings that got the most damage were actually the ones that were built from the 80s and 90s onwards. Right. Many of the buildings that were built pre that actually stood up fine to the scrutiny of an earthquake. Wellington, which at the moment is a marketplace where there's quite a shortage of property going into the winter market. It hasn't really seen a pressure yet. There's a lot of government employment, so a lot of pretty much guaranteed incomes. Now, at the moment, Wellington is just starting to come to terms with its insurance angle. Because premiums, we've got a couple of the major insurers have said that they won't issue new insurance to new households when they purchase. So there's been a shrinking in the supply of people who are going to offer household insurance and building insurance. And what we're also seeing is that the premiums for those that are insuring are going up quite significantly. And in some instances, it's $3,000 or $4,000 a year on insuring households. Now, buyers need to factor this in because $3,000 or $4,000 a year is equivalent of adding $100,000 or $150,000 to a mortgage at 3 or 4% mortgage rates. But that 3 or 4% doesn't disappear over the term of their 30-year loan. So I don't think Wellington's quite woken up to this. It's something that, because the press haven't really talked about it, nobody's going to recognise it in the press. It's bad for lending. So, but just for first-time buyers, just to be a little bit aware of that. The same will apply in places like Christchurch. Just think before you go and putting an offer in on a house, if you want it and you can afford it and you're comfortable with having watched DFA that you can service it and your job's secure, before you do, just make sure you find out how much it's going to cost you to insure before you start setting expectations with a seller.
Absolutely. It's very good advice, Joe. And one of the things I keep saying is households need to build their own budgets and do their own calculations and make their own estimates. But you can't rely on the bank to do that for you, right? Because the bank may well give you a loan, but they're looking at it from their perspective, not from your perspective.
Yeah.
And in many cases, when I go and interview households for my surveys, I realize they have no feel for what their real cash flow is and where they really are up to in terms of money in, money out. And it's often things like insurance costs and other ancillary costs that perhaps you don't think about when you think about how you're budgeting for those mortgage repayments, right? And the other thing, of course, that here in Australia now people are being asked more questions about, you're going to have more kids. If you're going to have more kids, how are you going to, there are broader questions too in terms of your personal circumstances and how your finances will work ahead. And in an environment where incomes are really not growing very fast relative to inflation, it becomes ever more important for people to do their homework and do their cash flow thinking independently of the bank and the mortgage broker. Because essentially, absolutely, without that, you're going to end up in a bad place down the track, in my view. So I think it's really important to do the work.
Or you're going to end up just working to pay your house off, and you're not going to have a life beyond baked beans on toast.
Do you work to live, live to work, whatever it is? It's an interesting question. But no, I mean, these things are so simple and basic and straightforward, and yet I noticed that this sort of stuff is not really being taught in schools. So in terms of, you know, education standards and helping people to understand finances and how they work, there's an absolute gaping hole in the education system. And frankly, even if you look at the stuff on the internet and what people are saying, this type of information is hardly ever available.
Yeah, well, those are bigger issues further down the track.
So, Joe, it seems to me that if people are actually thinking about, taking that loan, it really is worth getting into significant detail in terms of money in, money out, cash flow. You know, do the work. It'll pay dividends later, won't it?
Absolutely. And one final thing, I guess, to just consider around this, because of these split loans that people have been encouraged to take on, I have heard of a lot of first-time buyers who have been encouraged to take on a part of their loan on a repayment basis and then another part on the interest only basis to allow them to borrow more to go and get into a better house, whatever it might be, or pay too much for one that's currently available. So factor in first time buyers in particular that bit that is on interest only, you're not doing anything with that will sit there until you've got a proper plan in place. So you need to factor in, do I have a budget to consider, okay, 4 years down the line, 5 years down the line. Likelihood is at 5 years, you've probably only paid 10% of the capital off your loan. So do I have a way of saving enough to lump into that interest-only bit as well?
Great advice, Joe. Thank you for your time today. Talk again soon.
Take care, Martin.
Cheers.